When we die, we will not only be judged by our personal life of holiness and our love for the Lord Jesus, but how many people we have brought with us to heaven. As modern Catholics, we have totally forgotten this idea. I, in fact, was converted in 2002 in the middle of my university by a Protestant who had a dynamic faith in Jesus. She brought me out of unbelief and into the Catholic Church. Ever since then, I have searched for an effective and efficient way of converting others to the Catholic faith. And I am not the only one. St. Maximilian Kolbe and others who have also had this desire have used this instrument as a means to reach other people. Herein comes the last episode with Christine Watkins. Up until now, we have talked about the need to convert our country, the miraculous medal's power against evil and against Freemasonry, as well as personal stories of giving it out. Now you have to make a choice. How many people do you want to bring to heaven? And will you let the miraculous medal be your conversion instrument of choice? If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. If you would like to find the best and the cheapest way to buy as many miraculous medals as possible, do so through Queen of Peace Media. I have searched many other avenues, and this is truly the best way. Now let's get into the final episode.
In this day and age, where people separated from the church or disinterested, people still, kind of like people still believe, well, heaven is real and I want to go to heaven. And everyone goes to heaven, even though I don't believe in a God or Jesus and I don't believe in sin, but heaven is real. Have you noticed that? That kind of belief, which, you know, takes out the way to get there, but the person still really, you know, some people believe you die and there's nothing. True atheism. But some people are like, you know, my dear father, I was just with him today and he's elderly and has dementia now, but my son is giving him a shoulder rub. And so he likes to joke. So he was saying a couple things and he's agnostic. He's never really accepted anything I've said about Jesus, but he's saying, oh, I didn't think I would see you all in heaven with me. And that was his way of saying, thank you. And my mom saying, this is heavenly. Have we died and gone? You know, it was all about heaven, this rub. That was the comparison. Heaven's okay. Heaven is not a bad word for non-believers. And yet sin is a bad word. Jesus is a bad word. Repentance is a bad word. But oftentimes Mary's not a bad word.
Yeah.
Like, well, I like that. I like that lady. I like that image. Don't really know much about it, but she doesn't give me the willies like Jesus does. And also miracles don't give them the willies. So isn't that brilliant of God? And people like little trinkets and people like free stuff. They just do. People just like free. So you add free miraculous medal to miracles to a beautiful woman. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I think in different experiences that I've had, I think the church used to be kind of more knowledgeable about this, but different trips where I've gone to other countries and thought about how do you evangelize, you know, in the past, the church almost had it down to a science where they understood how do you communicate into a new culture, and God has done the work. And thinking of that through the miraculous medal, like he's thought of, like, as you're describing, these things are things that open doors. Free, miracle, beautiful woman. And we have to, as people of faith, we have to understand that there's like a certain procedure that's more effective. Mm-hmm. And we should have as our goal, not just, I want to be careful how I say that, not just what the true thing is, but the thing that makes the truth effectively accepted. Because you can stand on a street corner and say, Jesus is the Son of God and you must accept him to be saved. And while that is true, that may not be an effective way for people to believe you. They may all think you're crazy.
Right. And St. Paul Street Evangelization does a great job of handing out medals and rosaries, other thing on the street. And so the Steve Dawson, the founder of that ministry, St. Paul Street Evangelization, is in the book as well. And so this is a tool that he picked up for a reason, because it works.
Yeah, I definitely found that when I went to India. I know some of the people that came up to me, some of them were Catholics, some of them weren't.
but in other places that I've gone, you know, so this is something that that's in that sense universal. And even there's been a few times where I've tried doing that here in the US and people still, they still sort of respond. At first they're kind of thinking, okay, is there a catch? But when it's really free, it's just amazing to see. And kind of with that sentiment of St. Maximilian Kolbe, as soon as they touch it, you know that the Blessed Mother is beginning her work in that person's soul. So Christine, we're coming towards the end of our time. What are maybe, you know, I'm sure it's been just such an experience in learning about this, learning more about the Miraculous Medal and in writing this book. What would be maybe some final thoughts that you would want to leave our viewers with?
I guess I'd like to leave the viewers with hope. And, you know, whether it's the Miraculous Medal or whether you ever read the book, the Miraculous Medal, Pendant of Power, Mary is there and she's with you right now. She never leaves you. She's your mom. She's my mom. She's Alvaro's mom here. We have a mom who loves us, who wants to take care of us, who wants to give us graces. And we are called to do what, just like Jesus, to do whatever he tells us. And she helps us to do that. So in getting close to the Blessed Mother, we really do better learn how to do whatever Jesus tells us. So with that in mind, if you're being called to have medals on hand, to have them with strings or, you know, or to have the book or some other way that gets you excited about this, if you are being called and you are watching this video for that reason, please be open and, you know, get the evangelization packet at cost so that you can be ready. Because if you're ready with the medals, like Alvaro's given these fantastic places and times where he's handed out the medals, and we can all do the same thing. If we're armed and ready, like St. Maximilian Kolbe was, and like St. Mother Teresa with her bowl of medals wherever she went, we can just distribute these things that are blessed. And, you know, in terms of evangelization, it's not that hard compared to other forms. It's really not hard to do that. And then one piece that we didn't talk about was to pray, to always pray before and afterwards that whoever receives the medals receives the grace that God wants to give them.
Amen. Thank you so much. I think, and I hope that many of you respond to that invitation that God is calling you, that God is calling you to share this in whatever way, whether it's in your family, neighborhood, school, church, anywhere, even fellow Catholics that maybe you think they're at a certain place, but maybe they have a ways that they need to grow and they need the Blessed Mother more in their life. Thank you, Christine. So for those of you that want to get the book, The Miraculous Medal, Pendant of Power, it's at queenofpeacemedia.com. I'll put that link on the screen and there you can get all the things that she mentioned. You can get the medal, the evangelization brochure, as well as the book, as well as other books that she's written and that they have published.
Thank you, Alvaro, for having me on the show. You're a blessing.
Thank you. How about, would you mind closing us with a prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus and Mother Mary, I ask you to come to the viewers and the listeners now. I ask you to pour grace upon their minds, hearts, souls, bodies. May they experience your love. May they experience peace. And may they experience that sense of closeness to you, that peace that lies beyond all understanding, that no matter what circumstances they may be passing through, whether easy or difficult, that they do it with peace and they know that at all times, in everything and everywhere, all things work for the good for those who love you. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I will see you in the next one.